Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me. I did a finger point. I'm never going to do it again. Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. What a week it's been for the pod, for the podcast. We just did our live show in front of 2,000 people at the Waterfront Hall in Belfast, which I just had the weirdest feeling driving away from it, driving home that night, where I looked in the rearview mirror at the waterfront and thought, I have two options here. I can either take it in and try and process what we've just done, or just keep singing along to my Divas playlist on Spotify and keep driving. And I kept driving because I was like, I think I might have a heart attack if I think about what just happened there. We started this podcast a little over two years ago. And I was very like philosophical at the end of the show when I was just sitting on stage watching Kieran do the surprise that I don't want to get, because we will eventually release the podcast on, it'll be on Patreon in a month, and it'll be public like down the line, a good bit after that, because you know everything goes on Patreon first. But there was a moment where I was just watching it and thinking about the episodes, the old studios we've had, all that kind of, and just the numbers grow and grow, and for 2,000 people to come down to a live one was just unreal. And the surprise at the end that involved Kieran couldn't have gone better. Everybody, it was weird. It was, do you know what it was like? It was like backstage, it was like a reality show where one of the most loved characters had just been voted off. Like, people were upset, but they had to just get on with the show. It was, I'm not touting anyone, but Mike says you gave him a hug backstage. You didn't give me a hug?
Didn't really see you afterwards.
I know. I just left straight away. No, I didn't. But, yeah, you, and also, can I just say, it was that much of, the thing that also I was driving away thinking of was your dad parked at the SSE by mistake. So that, I was thinking about that more than the show, because Foy Vance was on that night, and I just love the idea of Mr. Quick just like somehow getting in without a ticket and just looking up and going, it's a weird podcast.
I was thinking more like he was disappointed that weren't in a bigger venue.
Yeah. That, yeah. Like, you know, in The Simpsons, the mountain, the way it just keeps going. But yeah, it was unbelievable. And after, we sat backstage for a while, and everybody was just in great form. Kieran and Dave absolutely killed it. The lineup was so good, and it was a brilliant time. So if you came down to that, thanks very much. We're going to do another one probably in the new year, start of the new year, early in the new year. And let's SSE what happens when it comes to the venue. Let's SSE. Oh, sorry, see, let's see what happens, but we'll probably do the SSE arena. If we can, that'll be fun. That live episode's going to go out on Patreon before anywhere else. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. We put the bonus episode out every Monday, live stream every Friday. We've got the last two live audience episodes on there, from the small room in the limelight to the big room, and then we'll have the waterfront. You can go back and watch 2 years worth of bonus stuff on there. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. When we hit 2,000, we're going to do something, it's going to say crazy. For us it is, but then we drink tea, so it's not that wild. It involves tea. There you go. We are sponsored as per by Thompson's Tea. The Punjana people. I was telling someone recently, I was actually telling today's podcast guest. No, I got confused as to when we recorded. Next week. Okay, shut up then. I was telling someone recently the Punjana is from Belfast, and they didn't believe me. And this is someone that's lived in Belfast for 50 years or more. It's made here. It's made in the shipyard by shipyard workers. It's our wee thing. It's not made in the shipyard, but it is made in East Belfast. Thompson's make Punjana. They make decaf tea, Irish breakfast. These guys have been making tea in Belfast since the 1800s. What do you get hyped about? Going out and doing gear? What do these guys get hyped about? Tea. Yeah, that's the only bag you're touching. Anyone a bag on the go? It's filled with delicious tea. They get it from everywhere, all the different places. Where do they get it from? In Kenya, no? Ah. Fucking Kenya, no? all over, and they bring it here to Belfast. It's Northern Ireland's number one selling tea. You've tried the rest, now try the best. Try the best, fuck the rest, more like it. Thompson's bringing that out next year as their official slogan. Keep drinking this stuff. We don't have a promo code, we don't have a discount code. We just have the message that you need to see what this is all about. Fuck your tetley in the bin, throw it out a window. Send it down a river. Don't, because it's bad for the environment, but keep drinking Thompson's. We're also sponsored by Manscaped. Now, do me a favour. Go somewhere a little bit more private. Edge down your trousers and pants. Have a wee peek down there. Have a wee Jeffrey Duke. What's happening? You like what you see? If you like what you see, move on. If you don't, if you're looking at that going, there's potential, but it's not where I want it to be. Manscaped.com, the number one in men's below the belt grooming. The old ways of getting rid of your pubic hair are gone. You know what I'm talking about, the old ways. Going up to the paramilitaries. You see what, put them out. No. Paramilitaries aren't kicking you out. Not doing old things like getting your dad to tie a little bit of string around your pubes, tying it to a door, going over, slamming it. It's 2022. Manscaped have ball cleanser, ball deodorant, boxers, the lawnmower 4.0. Anybody? Isn't it? We light on that as well. Yeah. If you're in the dark. Also, genuinely, there's hairs on that. So what's happening? This is the podcast display lawnmower. Why is there hairs on?
Is that the one you did Jordan Robinson's head with?
Oh, it is. Oh, I did do Jordan. I shaved Jordan Robinson's head with it. See? You can peer pressure your mates to stand up and they're getting their head shaved on the podcast with it too. But what you do is you take care of your family jewels. Manscaped have unbelievable products. If you're a modern day guy, even if you're an old school, if you're 87 and you listen to this and you're like, my bag has more hair than... a hairy dog. Worst analogy of all time. Manscaped.com. Use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping. They will sort you out. Manscaped. I've plugged Patreon. I've got a few live dates before we get stuck into this. I'm going to be in London 24th of September. Leicester Square Theatre. Very few tickets left. Then I do my UK and Ireland tour. Dublin sold out. Glasgow and Edinburgh, I think, are sold out. With some tickets for Manchester, some for Liverpool, and so much more than I hoped for Newcastle. If you're looking at the Newcastle show going like, ah, I don't know if it's worth it, that'll probably be sold out. It will not be sold out. Newcastle, what are you doing? What is happening? I need to sell more tickets to Newcastle, so trick people into getting them. Do whatever you have to. I'm doing the stand in Newcastle in November, but it might not be. Let's just see what happens. I'm in America, 5th to the 15th of October. All tickets for all shows are on ShaneTogComedy.net. I think that's my website. The link's in. It's not in yet, Dan. But it will be. But you said it's in. But it will. Okay. Yeah, okay. This guy. Whoa, what can I say about this guy? I don't know whether I want to gig with him or marry him or what. I started listening to his podcast at the start of lockdown, History Hyenas, with the great Yanis Pappas, who we've had on the podcast before. And I've been trying to get Chris on for so long. In that time, he started his own podcast, the Chrissy Chaos podcast, which is genuinely wild. One of the podcasts I really, really enjoy listening to. Phenomenal stand-up. If you haven't seen it already, and you might know who I'm talking about when I say this, if you didn't know him beforehand, Chris DiStefano 9/11 story. One of the best bits of stand-up you'll ever see. It's on. You get it on YouTube, probably on Instagram, all that. Just a very, very funny, very naughty boy. I love this guy. I was really hoping to do a podcast in person with him when he comes to Belfast to do the limelight. But when I go, that's what, of course, when he comes here, I'm going there. That's sick. I'll pass each other in the air. Go and see this fella. I know a lot of sippers are going. He's doing the limelight. This is what happens when the comedy scene here blows up. Big American comedians want to come and play here. Their agents are going, you should check Belfast out. Go and see Chris DiStefano. He's got a Netflix special out. It's unbelievable. He's so good, and it'll be a brilliant show. We'll put the link for tickets also in the description. He's doing the limelight. I think there's a couple of dozen tickets left. He jokes on the episode about Belfast isn't selling great. I think he's being modest, because I know for a fact his Belfast date is and will sell out. He's doing Dublin. He's got a show added in the Liberty Theatre. I think Liberty Theatre holds 600-700 or something. First one sold out like that. He's put a second one on. It's a late show. Go to that. When Belfast sells out, if you can't go to the Limelight, travel down to Dublin, make a night of it, and go to that. Thanks so much for Chris for coming on. What? A warning. We've got to do a bit of warning because Chris is a cheeky, naughty American boy. And he says some rude things. And I didn't know about the warning. But then Dan says, listen, mate, put a wee warning on it. And then, hey, don't be annoyed at us. He's a fun guy. I like him. He's my little brother. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Chris DiStefano. Enjoy this episode of the Tea With Me podcast.
Beautiful.
Can I just say that jumper's such a nice color before we record?
You like this color?
So nice. So nice.
I did it for you, baby. This is my, I'm wearing my Irish colours.
Yeah. Chris, I ask all guests as my first question, do you drink tea? Do you like tea? Now, I know you guys do it a little bit differently in the States, but...
So, here's the thing, is I like tea. I really do like tea. But I'm just so addicted to coffee that I can't really drink tea unless it has coffee in it.
Yeah.
So, I just... That's what I do.
Yes.
But I will tell you, I did. We all did here. We did spill a little tea out for the death of the queen. We did. Yeah. We did.
Just a salute. A salute on the Brooklyn Bridge. I like it.
A salute.
I like it.
Will me saying that help me sell tickets in Ireland?
To some people, oh yeah.
Wait, are you Northern Ireland or are you Ireland?
Yeah, we're Northern Ireland.
you're Northern Ireland. Yeah. I know. I kept getting yelled at by people like, stop saying you're just going to the UK. You're going to the UK and Ireland. I was like, listen, okay, I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, nobody fucking cares at all.
Yeah. We're still working some things out here. For example, I have a friend. He's coming to your show. You'll like him. Very cute. You put out a picture. You did some Photoshop for Belfast and Dublin posters, and he sent me a screenshot. He said, oh Chris, you should do this, you should make yourself up as like an IRA terrorist guy. And you wrote back and said, yeah man, I'll get someone to do that. I had to message him and say, tell him you're joking.
Yeah,
because that would have, like, don't get me wrong, I don't know if it would have sold tickets, but there would have been a lot of media attention back here about that.
Yeah, like that would, I know. Yeah, see, that's it. I remember that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the last messages that I responded to before my management took my social media away from me. Yeah. I no longer have the keys to it.
Yeah.
So that's why you communicate with me on social media. It's this guy, Brian Morton, runs it now because probably of things like that, because I probably would have not understanding. Just put my face on an IRA guy and just put it out there and be like, why is everyone mad at me? Why do they have guns drawn at the airport? What's going on?
But at the same time, some people would have loved it. You know, so there's two sides to it all. Let me just say this, Chris, you coming on this podcast and you coming over to Belfast, that's probably, you mentioned the Clintons, that's probably our biggest international visit since Bill. In the mid-90s, he came over here to sort our political situation. He didn't really sort it, but he gave it like a real good go.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm coming there, and I was like, oh, this will be cool. Like, I'm coming to Belfast. You know, maybe a lot of American comics don't come there. And then this same week, Louis C.K. is coming. And I was like, oh. So I've just been completely 100% overshadowed, just pissed on once again. Louis.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is coming and he's doing a show, which is good. I didn't know you guys were doing shows in the same week, but that's good. I mean,
I think it's the same venue.
Okay.
Limelight.
I think we missed a joke in there that I threw out, but we'll put you laughing in post. It's all good.
What was the joke? No, I want.
I said, Louis's coming and he's doing a show. It was fine.
Understood. Right. Like, you mean he's not just coming to come on the plants of Belfast.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Shaney Babes. It's why is it literally the week, like, we're going to like bump dicks in the air on the plane. You're coming to the USA and I'm going to your country. I just did Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco and I saw your flyer all over the venue and I stuck it to the wall, if you know what I mean.
Your wall. You looted it.
I looted it.
Chris, I'm staying at your house when I go to the States. Or I can stay with TT Jerry. Oh, I would enjoy that. I would enjoy that.
Now, let me ask you, let me just warn you, because I know you're from, you know, Belfast, Northern Ireland. I have Puerto Ricans that live in my house. They're called Puerto Rican people.
Okay.
Please don't try to hunt them and eat them.
Right.
They. I know to you guys, you've never seen it. It may look like some type of dish because they're very spicy looking and they speak different languages, but they are good people. They're American people. They are my family. So please don't try to eat them.
Well,
with
you're
boiled potatoes.
You're what? Well, you know it would be with boiled potatoes and cabbage. Your wife's uncle, TT Jerry, is a trans Puerto Rican lady, and I just wanted to know, would I be welcome to come and stay with TT Jerry? Like, if your house was full, or you know, if your missus had a problem with it, could I stay with TT Jerry?
100%, 100%. You could stay with TT Jerry, and I'll tell you what. If you'll probably be able to get a blowjob from her if you show up in blackface. She doesn't go for the whites.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the heads up.
Would blackface work in Belfast if I came out there and just did full blackface? Is that something that would get applause breaks?
Look, I think it's still frowned upon here, but I don't know if it's illegal. You know what I mean?
All right, I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this show. I think even though I'm going to be in America, I think I'll still hear a lot about this show.
Yeah, I'm going to Zoom you in.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah,
you'll probably hear about it because there'll be a shooting by the IRA.
or a promotion. It'll be one of the two. Chris.
Wait. What side am I on? What side am I supposed? Am I on the IRA side or the other side?
Chris,
I don't know what side I'm
on. Don't be on a side. Do not pick a side.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Gender neutral.
Yeah. When it comes to Northern Irish politics, you keep it gender neutral. You don't pick a side.
Don't say anything.
No, just although when asked, think what the people asking you are, and then just say you're on that side. You gotta
say I'm on that side.
Yeah, you'll get shot if you say you're on the fence. But
how can I tell Catholics apart from Protestants? Is there a thing that I should look for?
Eyes, yeah, all in the eyes.
Okay,
you'll find that. Is it Protestants with further? Yeah, like Catholics will have eyes further apart, where Protestant eyes like. Other way around. The guys are telling me it's the other way around. Yeah, see, it is a thing. But yeah, it's all about...
Protestants' eyes are further away?
Yes. Yeah.
Catholics have closer eyes?
Yeah. I mean, to the point where sometimes it will look like one eye. You'll be able to tell. Plus, we wear like stickers, so you'll know.
Are you Catholic or Protestant?
I'm in the middle. See? That's why I stay alive.
See? You know what I'm going to do, actually? You ready for this? Just to avoid any issues at all? I'm going to go to Belfast and I'm going to say I'm Muslim.
Muslim, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that,
I'm a Muzzy.
That will work.
I'm a Muzz.
Chris, you've been in Belfast before?
I've never been to the beautiful, wonderful country of Northern Ireland. I've never been there. Now, I'm looking forward to go. I only have one day there, though. I'm only going to be in Belfast. So what am I supposed to do? You know, they got me going for Belfast and they got me going to fucking back to Ireland to go to Galway. I mean, it's like, what the hell's going on here? I want to spend time in Northern Ireland.
Will you let me curate a day for you? Are you the sort of guy that likes that, or you like to just do your own thing?
No. I'm Chrissy Curator. I want my day curated.
Okay, you want me to curate? I'll curate your day if you want me to, but you got to.
Cute rate.
Okay. What time are you getting in at? Are we starting at breakfast?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I get, 100%. I got my shows in Dublin. By the way, two shows in Dublin. First it was in the Sugar Club. Then we moved it to Liberty Hall. Then that sold out. Now we're doing a second show at Liberty Hall, October 10th. Two shows, Liberty Hall. The second show's on sale now, ChristyComedy.com. So I'm driving from Dublin on the morning of October 11th. Because my show in Belfast at Limelight's October 11th, I'm driving up there in the morning. But I'll get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a shit. I want to spend as much time as I can in Belfast.
First of all, nobody's surprised here that there's added shows. Nobody's surprised here that these shows are selling out. Like, you're talked about here more than you could ever know. It was.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Clinton's old news. People are talking about Chris DiStefano here. People
are
excited
about
it. You're that's what they're saying.
I am. And TT Jerry's Monica Lewinsky.
Now, let me say this. First of all, if you're coming up in the morning, we want you to have a nice breakfast. Where are you staying? Have you got a hotel? Can we get you a nice hotel?
I'm staying at the Merchant Hotel.
Oh, shit.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's big business. That is big. You'll like that. Do you know the sort of hotel, and I mean this in a nice way because I stay there and I don't want them to feel like this is bad. You know when a hotel is really nice when you're walking around corridors thinking, I could get murdered here, but in like a weird way. Not like just some drunk guy like beat you up. I mean like, you know, in a ritual type thing.
Like you're part of some type of like human hunting experiment by the wealthy. Like it's a purge.
Exactly. You'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it. You ever see a TV show called The Fall? You ever seen that?
No. Is that something I should watch to get familiar with Belfast? I'll do that.
People get like, I mean, it's about murder, but it shows off the scenery quite well at the same time. But you got to have breakfast at the Merchant. You'll like that.
Just have breakfast at the Merchant. Just do it there.
Have breakfast at the Merchant. Classy type place.
Classy.
It's got a nightclub in the basement.
Whoa. Like that. Oh, so that's where we'll hang out after the show then.
No. We've got other places. We're gonna have breakfast at the Merchant. By the way, can I say I'm so gutted I'm not in the country. Like this would have been great. I could have chauffeured you around, I could have worn a little hat if you wanted, gloves.
Dude, well here's the thing. Here's you ready for this? Here's what we're gonna have to do then.
Yep.
Is because it didn't line up this time, I'm gonna come back to the UK in the spring.
And Ireland.
And we're just gonna do shows together. That's just what we'll do.
Okay. That would be a lot of fun. No,
seriously, like I'm coming back on like March or April.
No, I've briefed people, so like you're gonna be treated very well when you come here. Like you've been honestly, like you'll walk in places. There's nowhere you can't go in. You're not gonna have to pay for a thing. You just go in,
I was told by somebody from Northern Ireland who came to my shows at San Francisco. They came up to me after and they said, "If you better not pull the gay shit in Belfast. You'll get beat up for that shit."
Yeah. Where were they from?
They were from Mexico.
No, you can definitely play it here. Like we're into it. We like it. You can play
I'm sucking cock on the streets of Belfast.
Yes. And I'll tell you what streets you got to go to.
Yes.
Now, look.
Okay, so breakfast at the Merchant. Then here's a little fun fact about you. So my boy Josh, okay, his dad owns the baseball team, the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, good kid, Josh Cohen, my boy. His girlfriend Rachel, lovely Rachel, whose birthday is when does this episode come out?
This comes out on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Rachel's birthday is today. So
oh shit!
Happy birthday to Rachel. I don't know your last name. Rachel from Belfast. Happy birthday to Belfast Rachel. She's from Belfast. Born and raised there. Belfast Rachel. And Josh Cohen's birthday was yesterday. So happy belated birthday to him. But his dad owns the Mets. Rachel loves you. Rachel is a huge Shane Todd fan. Loves you. And Rachel's father is does those tours in those cabs.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The
Belfast Black Taxi called? Tour. The Belfast Taxi.
He's a tour guide on them. So they said they were going to hook it up for me through Josh. But literally, Josh's girlfriend is like obsessed with you to the point where he's like, I don't know if she should be allowed to watch his comedy. I said, Josh, relax. Shane's gay. Relax. You have nothing to worry about. He's in, you know, he's a gay man.
Yeah.
And just like me and Rachel. But Rachel talks about you all the time. So happy birthday, Rachel. I'm on with your favorite comic.
Now, Chris, does that mean, because I've been to a Mets game before. I've been to one Mets game whenever I was in the States. What can that buy me? Like, do you think I can get, like, on the bench when I'm over in New York, when I'm doing shows? Do you think I can?
Here's what we do. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's what we do. Josh and Rachel get married.
Okay.
Josh, we'll have Josh and Rachel get married, okay? They'll, in the marriage, somehow we'll finagle where Rachel gets the team if something happens to Josh. Yeah. Fast forward 5 years, we bring Josh to Belfast for a show.
Yep.
We don't tell him about the politics. We tell him to go out there, say how much he loves the IRA,
and blackface.
Watch the bullets fly, and then you inherit the Mets.
Yeah, that'll do. That works for me. We get him blackfaced up, and he does that.
Get him, yeah, beautiful. No, but yeah, she loves you. So that they put together a little tour of that. But I can fucking say no to that if we're doing a Shane Todd day.
No, do the tour. I'm more like eating places and treatments. You know, but you got to...
So merchant for breakfast. Where's lunch then? Where do I go for lunch?
Now, who are you coming with? Who are you traveling with?
I'll be with my manager, Emilio Savone, who we call the Italian woman. I'll be with James Mad Dog Mattern, who's got a lot of skin conditions, psoriasis, dermatitis. So he'll be looking to just itch his way through the city.
Yep.
And then I'll be coming with Jasmine, my girlfriend, my children's mother, my girl. She's going to come meet me out there.
Okay, so we got to go to nice places then. Because if it's just comedians, you know, we can go to takeaway places. But you got to go to Harlem for lunch. We'll send you to Harlem.
Harlem?
For lunch. Yeah.
Yep. It's called Harlem.
Yep.
Nice. She'll fit right in there.
You got that. And for dinner, Chris, you ever been to Nando's?
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 No. Is that Italian food in Ireland?
No. Nando's is obviously Portuguese chicken place, even though, it's a South African or Portuguese? It's Portuguese, South African food. They're
like big. Eat it right off Cristiano Ronaldo's tits.
That's an option. You could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that for the. You doing a Manchester gig?
We might do Manchester. We're right now on the fence. If we're gonna not on the fence, you know what's crazy is London, Dublin, and Belfast. Every venue is booked. Yep. I don't know what the hell. Like, we can't get dates anywhere. I think. My agent was like, "Oh, it's because the NFL, my favorite team, the New York Giants, are playing the Green Bay Packers in London." He's like, "I think just a lot of people are doing shows around everything, so I can't even fucking. I don't know if I can find a date in Manchester."
Hey, let me see what I can do. Let me see what I can do.
Let me ask you this, Shane: in Belfast, in Northern Ireland, and Ireland, anywhere in the UK and Ireland. Do I have to pay an extra tax because Jasmine's Puerto Rican because I'm traveling with the Spaniard?
No, you will. People will love that. Like you will be. Yeah. You'll be treated like we like it whenever there's people not from here. Like we're like, why have you decided to come here? You know, it's still a little bit of a novelty. Like even you being American, like people are gonna fucking love that.
Right.
You know, people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really upset that I can't return the favors that for you. In America. I mean, well, we could, right? Pimp, what can we do for him in New York? What do you want to do for him? What could we get? We get you a bunch of pizza. You want some pizza? You want? We'll get you Mets tickets. We'll get you a date with T.T. Jerry.
Yeah, ideally, I go to the Mets with T.T. Jerry and we get pizza. Like, let's stack all those up.
T.T. Jerry, Mets game, pizza.
Yeah.
Blackface, beautiful.
Beautiful. Chris, let me ask you this, right? Now, I've probably sent you more DMs in the last 2 years than my wife, right? Probably more contact with you than my wife. Chris, come to the podcast. You know, I'm a big fan, and I just gotta ask you something. You gotta be honest about it. You gotta say whether this was true or false. That's all.
100%. I swear to God. I swear on George Best. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. So niche. So unbelievably niche. I don't know where you pulled that from, but I like it. So
okay.
About a year and a half ago. It was during COVID. We were able to get comedians on because of Zoom from here. Now, we're in a place, by the way, called Hollywood, just outside Belfast. We'll talk about that in a minute because this is where you need to be when you come over. So I asked you to do the podcast. You obviously, we'd never met before. So I'm weird about, you know, sending a message, introduce myself. And we had a kind of set up. You were like, yeah, Tuesday at 12 or whatever. So I tell the guys, and you know, they're big fans as well. So even from the History Hyena days, Chrissy Chaos podcast, like we're fans, right? So I tell the guys and we're really excited. I get a message from you a couple hours before we record that says, hey man, really sorry about this, but the internet has gone down in New York. Now, Chris, was that true or false?
I don't know,
Chris. You told me that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not saying it was vague, but you told me that the internet in New York was not working. Like someone had switched it off. Now, if that happens here, you'd understand it because we live in Ireland. We're in a small town in Ireland. You can understand the internet might be patchy, but you told me that the internet in New York. Was temporarily off.
It was 9/11.
Yeah. Are you saying it's a knock-on effect? Right.
Yeah. No, I listen, I don't remember the exact moment you're talking about.
Yeah.
Me saying the internet's down in New York is a wild, stupid thing to say. I probably said that, but what I meant was probably what was 100% true, and Pimp can even attest to this. He's by the mic. For like a week, the internet, the apartment where we were doing the podcast from, there was like no internet. There was like a huge rainstorm and like the internet was down. We had to do like crazy shit. We missed a week of pod. So it could be that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the internet.
I don't think it was that.
It almost seems like it's something where like you sent me a message and I asked my 7-year-old daughter to just write something back. She was like, there's a dinosaur that ate my internet.
But look at us now, a year and a half later, and it's all good.
It's better this way.
Yeah.
It's genuinely better this way because it's been building and building and building and building and building.
Yeah.
And now it just is exploding all over. And I'm happy because now we made the connection through the Mets.
Yep.
We got shows in Ireland. You got shows in America. Is there anything I can do to help you in America? Like, how are tickets going in America? What's going on?
I would say New York tickets are going really good. I would say the venue I'm doing in LA, I'm doing the Hollywood Improv, the room I'm in holds 55. I would say if you know, I'm not saying tickets are going badly, but I'd say if you know 53 people in LA, we can hook them up with tickets.
I can send Jasmine's family. There's about her meeting. There's about 53 people on just her mother's side that will go to the show.
Perfect. Do you know what? Some rooms, the venue's too big. Like they've totally misjudged the level I'm at. But it's kind of okay. Now, when do you get back to the States? Because I'm away the 5th to the 15th.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going
to
be.
That's when I'm away. The 5th to the 15th.
Oh, shit. We might pass in the
air. I literally leave the morning of October 5th and I then go to London and then I fly back Galway to JFK October 15th.
If we pass in the air 30,000 feet, will you show me a tit?
100%.
I'd love that.
A fucking thousand. I'll put my balls right up against the window and just write Shane Todd on them.
Yeah, I'd love that. I would really
and
like
then,
that.
And then Shane Todd and then it, exclamation point, and I'll make the exclamation point. I'll time it right. I'll make the circle the wart.
Yeah.
Write the little period. I'll just write up right my ball wart.
Well, that's what you could do for me. Chris,
what venue are you performing at in New York?
The Stand.
Oh, The Stand.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love The Stand. Just make sure you get your money in hand before you leave because they'll send you your check 8 weeks later and then it'll bounce.
Yeah.
And then it'll, you know. Guys, no, I'm shout out to Stan. I love those guys.
I'm doing The Stand, The Punchline, San Francisco, DC Comedy Loft.
Oh, DC Comedy Loft. Yeah. Oh, nice. You're doing nice rooms, man.
Yeah. What am I?
Zany's? I was at Cobbs, San Francisco. I thought you were.
Cobbs.
Cobbs. You're doing Cobbs. Yeah. Cobbs is great. I just came from there. It's right in the Little Italy section, the Italian section of San Francisco. It's amazing, dude. It's great. You're gonna love it. It's got Italians, it's got gays, it's got hills.
Perfect.
San Fran's gonna love you, and you're gonna love San Fran. You're gonna forget all about TT Jerry when you find some nice San Francisco Ricearoni cock.
No, TT Jerry's coming. TT Jerry's coming with me.
Well, TT Jerry, there's a famous prison. I don't know if you know about Alcatraz Prison.
For sure. I've been. Yeah.
You've been? Oh, you've been? Okay. Alcatraz Prison and TT Jerry, she was so upset that I went to Alcatraz without her. I was like, why would you want to go back to prison?
Yeah.
Because she was in prison for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she was like, I wanted to go back to that prison to see if I could escape.
Yeah.
To see if I could. I was like, there's sharks everywhere. She's like, sharks wouldn't bite me. They wouldn't bite me. That's what she was saying.
Chris, you've been in Dublin before, right or wrong?
Dublin. I went to Dublin for the Dublin Comedy Festival, that Vodafone Comedy Festival. I went to Dublin. It was me, Colin Quinn, Mark Norman, Sam Morrill. We were the American comics out there in 2018 and Nate Bargatze, 2018. And we didn't leave a 3-block radius, which that's not like me. I like to be out and about. I like to explore. I'm an explorer. You know what I mean? I like to get out there, see stuff. And so I barely saw Dublin. I just barely saw any of it. But I was told that by an Irish friend of mine said that Dublin, it's cool. It feels like New York. Belfast, there's it's more fun to see. You'll like it more. There's more history. They got castles in Belfast. And then the west coast of Ireland to see like the Cliffs of Moher and the water.
Yep.
They said that's where you want to go. That's like mystical shit that you want to go see.
Yeah, because I just did the Dublin Comedy Festival this year. And they said, I said, why? How come there's no American comics? And they said next year. And they said they tried to get you to do it. And I was sad that we could have met up in Dublin.
Why didn't they? I never got that offer. Why didn't they? What happened?
I think they said you were maybe doing something else or you were unavailable, but they said that you were a big hit the last time you did it. No.
That, you know what happened? My agent put on his yarmulke and said, we need a too much money.
I have a yarmulke here. Where is it?
Put it on. Put on your yarmulke. Here's Shane Tanaka.
Now, I have this, Chris, because I got given this as a gift by a podcast guest because I got circumcised about a year ago. So
you got
I
circumcised got a year ago?
Yeah.
Why did you put it on your Patreon?
Yeah, about a year ago, man. Just, you know, just for... Because it was a time where everything was still opening slowly, so there wasn't much to do, and I just thought that would be like a nice a day out of the house, you know.
Oof. Yeah, I got were you on crutches for a couple of days?
No, I did. They told me not to do anything. They're like, whatever you do, don't do anything. And you know when like doctors tell you things like that, you think they're just, you know, being polite. I just went for like what I would describe as a light jog, and that set me back big. It was so bad.
Like, but it's legitimately painful.
Legitimately painful. Again, if we pass in the air, I will show you that it... See, now, Chris, I would. Yeah. I don't know if you have a foreskin. I wouldn't thank you for a foreskin now. Best decision I ever made.
What'd you say?
Best decision I ever made.
Best decision you ever made was to get circumcised?
Yeah, 100%.
I got circumcised as a baby, dude. They do it here. They do it immediately. I was like 2 days old. I don't even fucking remember. I think... I don't know. But now it's like, you know... I don't even know if they're doing it less and less. They're circumcising people less and less. But you are an advocate for circumcision.
For mandatory You're saying, circumcision.
Let's cut these kids' dicks.
Yeah. Mandatory circumcision. I love that. I think it was great.
But I thought Irish people from Ireland and Northern Ireland, I thought that circumcision was big in the Irish community.
No, not at all. We love a foreskin. Like, the more foreskin you have, the better here. It's kind of like a status symbol. So I think there's like, I'd be one of like probably a dozen guys who's been voluntary circumcised here.
Interesting.
Now, Chrissy, because you love history so much, where I can open doors here. Okay. So when you're here, is there anything you want to see? Like, you know, you mentioned castles. Do you want into like tunnels or anything? Or do
yes.
you want, right? Cause I love tunnels, right? So we did an episode recently with a historian from Belfast. And I told him how much I love tunnels. And he laughed and glazed past it a bit. So I think there's big tunnels here people aren't really talking about. And I'm trying to make some contacts there. So what I'm saying is, if I can get you into tunnels, you're happy to go.
Yes, I'll do that. What I'm interested in specifically with history, like when I go to Europe, is like more like medieval stuff. Like, I'm not interested in things in the 1800s. I want to go 1700s and back.
Right.
That's what I want to do. So I feel like those tunnels... Yep. That's probably from like 400 years ago. I want to go down there.
We can arrange that. That'll be fun. Now, I can get you into a castle. You
really?
Want to do a castle? Yeah, get you into Belfast Castle for sure. Although,
I want to do Belfast Castle.
Is Belfast Castle a castle? Is it? I don't know if Belfast Castle is a castle, but we can definitely get you to Carrickfergus Castle if you're interested in that.
Yes.
We'll raise the portcullis and get you in.
Is the venue I'm doing the limelight, is it in a good neighborhood or should I bring a gun?
You're going to need to be armed. It should be fine. The sippers who listen to this podcast are coming. But yeah, if well, let me tell you this. Do you know who just did a big run of shows here? Kev Hart.
Kevin Hart? Yeah. But what? He must have done like the arena.
He did the arena, but I got to open for him, which was great. We did like 24 shows. I didn't meet him until we'd done 22 of the shows. Genuinely, I would do warm-up, but he wouldn't arrive till I was already on stage, and then he'd just leave straight away after the show. So I'd done like 22 shows. People were like, oh, that's so crazy. You're opening for Kevin Hart. I was like, legitimately, the guy does not know. He just knows there's like a local guy on. But he did 22 shows in the limelight, and then the arena in Belfast and the arena in Dublin. And he was fine. I mean, he brought like a security team of about 8 guys. So I don't know if it's too late for you to arrange that, but I think you might need to stock up.
Might just stock up with security. Okay. Well, I mean, I got Jasmine with me. She's always got a razor blade somewhere.
Perfect.
I guess I'll have to find somebody in Ireland, maybe that girl Rachel's one of her family members can come. Yeah. Maybe she's got like a big lesbian sister or something that can help guard me.
I think you'll be fine. Like, I could,
okay.
I could.
Who am I looking out? Who's, what does trouble look like in Belfast? You know what I'm saying? What does trouble look like? Is it drunk? Like soccer hooligans? Is it what? Who is most likely to shank me in Belfast?
Ooh, you're more likely to get people that are fans of you just trying to take you like somewhere. You know, like it's too much love. We'd be giving you too much love. Like a guy might get you in a headlock. Chrissy! You know, just like really. And yeah. Like you could suffocate that. And then he'll
be surprised when there's cum on his shoe.
Yeah. I think, no, as I say, people know you here. So I don't think they'd be surprised.
That's what happens. You immediately put me in a headlock. It's just like a...
This UK tour you're doing, at, like, look, it's selling very well. The Belfast show, Limelight show, not many American comics come over. Like, Kevin Hart was here because he was shooting a movie, so he was just here. But it's amazing to see, like, all you guys starting to slowly come over, because Belfast is, it's a good city. Now, I'm from Hollywood, which is a town just outside Belfast, and it's like, let's say a little, this will cause friction, but it's a little bit more upmarket. So I think you come here for lunch. No, come here for dinner.
Come to Hollywood for dinner.
What time you want it? If your show's at 8, are you a guy that likes to eat at 6? Or are you a guy that likes to eat after?
Yeah, because I heard like Belfast, it's like, it's not going to be open. Like in America, you can eat dinner at midnight. That's not happening here. The kitchen will be closed by the time the show's over, right?
The latest sit down you're going to get here in somewhere nice is going to be 9.
Yeah.
Plus we close on a Sunday.
So we're going to have to do a
60. Yeah, we close on a Sunday for God.
Why am I doing a show there on a Tuesday?
Tuesdays or Saturday.
Is it?
No, but I just thought that would make me feel better. But I don't know why either, but if you want, I can find out. Tuesday's fine. No, Tuesday's fine. Here's the thing about Belfast.
They're selling the slowest. I got to be honest with you, Shane, babes. Belfast is selling the slowest. I think it's almost sold out now, but it is selling slow.
We're late buyers. Okay. Because in Belfast, you might die at any point. So there's no point in buying things in advance. You know,
yeah, but if
it gets to the week of and you're going to make it, you go, okay, now I probably can't make arrangements to go to this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think you'll be fine. Tuesday, Belfast is such a small city that it's not like you need to make big arrangements. If you're in London or New York, you've got to arrange stuff way in advance. Belfast, you can walk from one end of the city centre to the other in 15, 20 minutes.
So in Belfast?
Yeah, so people do things.
I'm going to go for a light jog through it.
Oh!
Like I just circumcised my cock.
I'm going to give you... Are you... Chris, let me just say this. I know we're talking about comedy and your shows and stuff, but can I just say, you look great at the minute.
Thank you.
You look great. You look like you've dropped a few pounds, if you don't mind me saying.
You know what it is? Intermittent fasting.
Oh, yeah?
I've been intermittent fasting and also intermittent fucking, but mostly intermittent fasting, where I only eat in a 6 to 8 hour window, and then I fast 16 to 18 hours.
It's working. It's working. But then I've shown...
Allah has willed it. Allah has willed this fast.
I've shown you to people over here, and they might not... By the time you get here, they might not recognize you, because I've shown them this...
I know, I'm going
to
be a skinny mini.
This big guy, you know, like a big muscular guy, big athlete guy. So I think stop where you're at. That's good for me there.
Now, what are you? You look like... See, from here, from this angle, you look like you can either... You look like you're either just a little dainty bitch, or you're just a really ripped, like, athlete that's just, like, you're just strong in every kind of... area.
Chris, I'm a ripped, dainty bitch.
You are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now,
you're a handsome kid, Shane.
Yeah, you too. Honestly, like, you too. Do you know what this is? I always worried. People are like, do you think if you saw yourself, like a clone of yourself, you'd want to fuck yourself? And I think this is what's happening here.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm the American version of you.
Yeah.
I weigh more. I have higher cholesterol. I have a gun. And I date Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Now, you're the Belfast version of me.
Now, is there a sitcom in this?
Yes, there is. There is.
Oh, shit. And we have the same agent, so it's not going to be difficult. It's not like they're going to be playing each other off against each other.
Oh, do we have the same agent?
Same agency. Both WME.
WME?
Yeah.
The William Morris Endeavor Agency.
Yeah.
I think that there is a sitcom with us. I think the first episode is... me trying to talk you out of getting circumcised in your mid-30s.
Yeah.
That's what the first 20 minutes of the episode is. And then you finally just decide to do it. And we don't have enough money for you to do it because we're roommates and we do it. And you get circumcised, but it's by a dentist.
No, it's by TT Jerry.
Yes, it's by Titi Jarrett. Yes,
via her teeth.
Yeah, she makes a hat out of your foreskin.
Yeah. No, I think in this sitcom, I think you're maybe my older brother. If that, I hope that doesn't offend you.
Sure.
And maybe
I'll be your little brother.
No. You're my big brother.
Oh, my! You're a big brother. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm such a weird brother. Sitcom. If you're my little brother, that's not gonna work.
That actually is the sitcom. That's the sitcom. I'm your little brother. Yeah. Yeah. I'm your baby little brother.
Yeah, that works. Now, in the sitcom, either you had to leave Ireland or I had to leave America.
I like that.
Yeah.
Or it's like how Lindsay Lohan had that movie, The Parent Trap, where we've been separate. We're twins and we got separated at birth.
Yeah.
And you grew up. Maybe it's you grew up in New York and I grew up in Belfast and nobody can understand why. Like, they both think we're retarded on both sides and we have speech impediments because I sound like me and you sound like you. But
right.
Then we discover we were in the wrong city.
Yep. Yep. That works for me.
That could be it.
Let's pitch it.
I'm down to pitch it. You know what I really want to do, Shane? You know what's like always been a goal of mine, truthfully?
Yep.
Number one has always been a goal of mine to sell tickets internationally. And that's happening with these, you know, the theater shows in London, the theater shows in Dublin, and the little bar show I'm doing in Belfast. yeah. But I really want to get on television in the UK. I really would love to be someone who's like, I got a TV show in the UK. How do we do that?
Right. Do we want to pitch a sitcom?
I'm being dead serious.
I'm deadly serious.
I've been kidding around for the last 45 minutes. I'm being so insanely serious. A dream of mine, like when I saw that show Ted Lasso, I was like, I want to just work in the UK. I want to do that.
Let's do it. Honestly, let's do it. Maybe we are brothers.
Is there a big production office in Belfast? Do you have it in? Do you have it in?
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't own any cameras in Northern Ireland yet. But if you bring some from America, we're flying.
I'll bring them.
Bring the homeless pimp. Yeah. Because there's a mic here.
The homeless pimp will give you all the cameras in Belfast.
Yeah, there's a mic here, so we get the two mics. That's going to work. Oh, that's the name of our sitcom, The Two Mics, because you're called Mike too. Even though we're brothers, That doesn't work.
And we're both named Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something. No, there's something
I'm Mike DiStefano, and you're Mike O'Fucking Rorkin.
Yeah, that works. We'll work on it. We'll plan it. Now, our Zoom's going to end in 1 minute. Okay,
so Mikey O'Flanagan.
Just pick an Irish name, and it works. Now,
Flanagan.
Chris.
Heller.
Chris. Dublin.
My name is Michael McBrady Flanagan O'Rourke.
You are the younger brother because
it's
very immature. Chris, Dublin shows.
Is that a good Irish accent?
It's perfect. Maybe I play the American, you play the Irish guy. Chris, we've got less than a minute on this Zoom.
An Irish accent.
Plug the Dublin, the Belfast shows, Chris.
Dublin, October 10th, second show added at Liberty Hall. Belfast, October 11th, The Limelight. And then October 6th, Bloomsbury Theatre in London. First show sold out. Second show, I believe, has only got like a few tickets left. So ChristyComedy.com for Tiki Wikis and go see Shane Todd in the United States of America.
Chris, when you go to London, you'll not leave Soho. Trust me, you're going to love it. Chris, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.